B'tachon for Life, Shir 1777, Yom Revi B'Shabbes, before Shavuos. The B'tachon Shirim for this week have been generously sponsored in honor of Rivka Leah Bas Avraham Yitzchak Halevi for her tireless effort to promote Emunah and B'tachon. The Schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send them Bracha and Atzlacha La'erech Yom Tevim. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Matan Torah, it's important for us to understand the way the Torah puts it. The Torah describes Matan Torah, Ata Haresa Ladas. You were shown to know, Ki Hashem Elokim, that the Rabbeinu Shlalom is the Elokim, the only force, Ein Oid Milvadai. There's nothing else besides the Rabbeinu Shlalom. That was the essence of Matan Torah. Matan Torah gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, the mitzvahs. It created the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shalom. It was like a marriage. And it demonstrated to Klal Yisrael, Ein Oid Milvadai, the foundation of Emunah and Bitachon. When the Rabbeinu Shalom gave the Torah, nothing else in the world made any noise. Everything was silent to demonstrate Ein Oid Milvadai. So that's the bottom line of Matan Torah. The internalization that even if we do Hishtadlus, whatever we do, ultimately it's Ein Oid Milvadai. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of the appreciation of Torah, which is the essence of the Yom Tov Shavuos, is the understanding of this idea. Is the understanding that everything that goes on in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as human bechira impacting the outcome of your life. There's no such thing as any other force that can influence your life or anyone else's life. It's Ein Oid Milvadai. And that goes hand in hand with Kabbalah Satir, with Matan Torah. In order to have a real relationship with Rabbeinu Shlalom, to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs, we have to internalize this idea. We have to feel it. We have to be able to live with the concept that the Rabbeinu Shlalom is the only force in this world. So this is very important to keep in mind as we're zeicha to experience this Yom Tov, that as much as we work on our appreciation of Torah and mitzvahs, which is the objective of the Yom Tov, the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim Ba'atzeres Debeina Nami Lachem, on Shavuos, you have to have Lachem, you have to have enjoyment, you have to be able to feel an appreciation for Torah and Mitzvahs. We also try to feel the Ata Haresa Ladas. The revelation that took place by Matan Torah takes place every year. And therefore Shavuos is a Zman that we could try to feel Ein Oid Milvadai. We could try to strengthen our Emunah and our Bitachon. We could solidify the foundation that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is built on. To push away all the confusion. There's nothing else besides the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Everything else that seems to be there is a mirage. It's Ein Oid Milvadai. This is the bottom line. This is the foundation of every aspect of Ruchnius, and we rejuvenate it every year on Shavuos. A guten Yom Tov.